The Morrison government is right now deciding whether it will accede to the Trump administration's request to join a US-led coalition protecting shipping lanes in the Persian Gulf. But as it does so, strategic experts are calling on it to carefully consider other priorities. In two separate reports, they warn that Australia should instead divert military resources from the Middle East to focus on threats closer to home. Defence correspondent Andrew Green explains.
The American military's recent high-profile visit to Australia for war games is being highlighted in a new online documentary.
They have loved their time here so far in Australia.
During last month's Exercise Talisman Sabre, the United States was keen to stress it remains committed to the Indo-Pacific region. But a new study claims that won't be easy.
The United States military in the Indo-Pacific has been the bedrock of regional order since the Second World War. That is what is now increasingly in question.
Ashley Townsend is from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
The United States military presence in the region, particularly in Japan, in South Korea, is ill-equipped and ill-positioned to deal with the kinds of challenges emanating out of China, in particular the proliferation of Chinese medium and long-range missiles that can hold at risk American forces in the region.
Today, he's releasing a joint report urging a rethink of Australia's military priorities with a greater focus closer to home.
It's critical that we rebalance our forces from the Middle East to the Indo-Pacific. We should be worried. We've seen China develop an effective strategy to use subconventional, that is, non-military measures to seize and hold and then acquire military presence in the South China Sea. We're seeing similar activities in the East China Sea. Tokyo, they're very worried about the capacity of China to now quickly seize and hold parts of their own sovereign island chain along that first island chain. So this is a real risk.
Soon, the Morrison government is expected to agree to a request to join a US-led coalition to protect shipping from Iranian military interference in the Persian Gulf.
So a request from the United States for Australia to do more in the Middle East in an entirely avoidable crisis situation, one that can be solved by diplomacy if the Trump administration returns to the Iran deal, would be extremely unfortunate. Australia does need to hold the line here, and we do need to work with the United States to help them, as well as ourselves, focus on what matters most to our national security interests.
According to the US Studies Center report, Australia must also stockpile more munitions and fuel, improve land-based strike capabilities, and cooperate more with regional partners such as Japan. The defense of Australia is also examined in another report being released today by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Report author John Coyne is calling on the government to pay greater attention to Australia's north and to divert more resources there.
Greater investment and a look, re-examination and reconceptualisation of the north in terms of being a forward operating base. So the chances are Australia or the ADF will use the north of Australia either to deploy from as a lily pad or as a place of operation.
That's John Coyne from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report from Andrew Green.